Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
My dear friends, today I come to you with a message of hope and encouragement. I want to speak to your hearts and souls about the promise that God will send you a helper in your time of need. I know that life can sometimes feel like an uphill battle, with challenges and obstacles seemingly at every turn. But I want you to remember that you are never alone. God is always by your side, ready to send you the help you need. My friends, when things get hard, it's easy to feel like giving up. We may wonder if we have the strength to keep going, if we have what it takes to overcome the obstacles in our path. But I want to remind you today that God is greater than any challenge you may face. He is the creator of the universe, the one who holds all things in his hands, and he has promised to never leave us or forsake us. In the Bible, we read about countless examples of God sending helpers to his people in their times of need. Whether it was Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt or David facing the giant Goliath, God always provided the help his people needed to succeed, and he will do the same for you. Psalm 120:1. 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You may be wondering, when will God send me a helper? How will I know when help is on the way? My friends, I want to encourage you to trust in God's timing. He may not always send help in the way we expect or on our timetable, but he is always faithful to his promises. He knows what we need before we even ask, and he will never let us down. Sometimes, the helper that God sends may be a friend or family member who offers a word of encouragement or a helping hand. Other times, it may be a stranger who crosses your path at just the right moment, offering exactly what you need to keep going. And sometimes, the helper may come in the form of a sudden breakthrough or a solution to a problem that seemed insurmountable. But regardless of how help comes, we can be sure that it comes from God. He is the ultimate source of all good things, and he delights in helping his children. So when you feel discouraged or overwhelmed, remember that God is with you. He sees your struggles, he hears your prayers, and he will send you the help you need. My beloved friends, as we continue to journey through life, it's important to hold on to the truth that God's help is not only available to us in times of crisis, but also in our everyday struggles and challenges. God's provision isn't limited to the big, dramatic moments. It extends to the seemingly mundane aspects of our lives as well. Consider the intricate details of nature that surround us every day. From the beauty of a sunrise to the gentle rustle of leaves in the wind, God's handiwork is evident all around us. In these moments, we can find reassurance that the same God who created the vastness of the cosmos cares deeply about the intricate details of our lives. He is intimately involved in every aspect of our existence, and he is always working behind the scenes to provide for us. Even when we can't see it or understand it, God is at work, orchestrating events in our lives for our good. He knows the desires of our hearts and he delights in fulfilling them in ways that exceed our expectations. We may not always recognize his hand at work, but we can trust that he is always working on our behalf. It's also important to remember that God often uses other people as his instruments of help and encouragement. Just as he sent Moses to deliver the Israelites from slavery and David to defeat Goliath, God sends people into our lives to support us and lift us up when we need it most. As I said, these helpers may come in the form of friends, family members, mentors, or even strangers who show kindness and compassion when we least expect it. But regardless of how God chooses to send us help, we can be confident that it comes from a place of love and grace. God's desire is for us to thrive and flourish, and he will stop at nothing to ensure that we have everything we need to fulfill our purpose and live abundantly. So, my friends, I want to encourage you to hold on to the promise that God will send you a helper. Keep your eyes open, stay alert to the ways in which God may be working in your life, and never lose faith in his goodness and faithfulness. Remember that you are never alone, and that God is always with you, ready to send you the help you need at exactly the right time. Trust in him, lean on him, and watch as he works miracles in your life. My friends, as we reflect on the promise of God's provision and assistance in our lives, it's essential to cultivate an attitude of gratitude and trust. In the midst of life's challenges and uncertainties, it's easy to become discouraged or anxious. However, when we choose to focus on the faithfulness of God and the countless ways in which he has already helped us, our perspective begins to shift. Psalm 107:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." So, my beloved, take a moment to consider the times in your life when God has shown up for you in unexpected ways. Perhaps it was a job opportunity that came at just the right moment, a healing from illness, or a relationship that brought comfort and support when you needed it most. Whatever the circumstance, God's hand was undoubtedly at work, guiding and providing for you every step of the way. As we meditate on these moments of divine intervention, we can find strength and encouragement to face whatever challenges lie ahead. We can rest assured knowing that the same God who has helped us in the past is faithful to help us in the present and future. His promises are true, his love is unfailing, and his power is limitless. In times of doubt or uncertainty, let us turn to God in prayer, seeking his guidance and wisdom. Let us surrender our fears and anxieties to him, trusting that he is working all things together for our good. And let us open our hearts to receive the help and support that he sends our way, knowing that it comes from a place of infinite love and compassion. So, my friends, let us also remember that God's help is not always manifested in the ways we expect or desire. Sometimes, God's assistance comes in the form of challenges or trials that ultimately strengthen our faith and character. In these moments, it can be difficult to see how God is working for our good, but we must trust that he has a purpose and plan for everything he allows into our lives. It's during these times of struggle that we have the opportunity to lean on God more fully and to grow in our dependence on him. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12:9, 10, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships.'"
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
In persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In our weakness, God's strength is made perfect. When we surrender our struggles and hardships to Him, He is able to work in and through us in ways we could never imagine. So let us embrace every challenge as an opportunity to draw closer to God, knowing that He will equip us with everything we need to overcome as we await the arrival of the Helper that God has promised. Let us not grow weary or lose heart. Instead, let us press on with perseverance and faith, confident that God is faithful to His word. And when the Helper does come, let us receive them with gratitude and humility, recognizing that they are a gift from God to assist us on our journey. My beloved brothers and sisters, as we delve deeper into the understanding of God's promise to send us a Helper, let us explore the multifaceted nature of this divine assistance. God's help is not confined to a single aspect of our lives, but permeates every dimension of our existence. It encompasses our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, addressing our needs in ways both seen and unseen. When we speak of God as our Helper, we are acknowledging His role as the sustainer and provider of all things. He is the one who breathes life into our lungs each day, who nourishes our bodies with food and drink, and who surrounds us with the beauty of His creation. In every moment of our existence, God's hand is at work, upholding us and sustaining us by His grace. But God's help extends far beyond our physical needs. He is also intimately concerned with our emotional and spiritual well-being, offering comfort, guidance, and strength in times of trouble. When we are burdened with sorrow, He offers us the peace that surpasses all understanding. When we are lost and confused, He illuminates our path with the light of His truth. And when we are weak and weary, He infuses us with His divine strength, enabling us to persevere through every trial and tribulation. In contemplating the promise of God's assistance, we must also consider the role of human agency in the fulfillment of this promise. While God is indeed sovereign and all-powerful, He often chooses to work through ordinary individuals to accomplish His purposes in the world, whether it be through the compassionate actions of a friend, the wise counsel of a mentor, or the sacrificial love of a stranger. God employs human instruments to extend His help to those in need. Moreover, God's help is not limited by time or space. He is not bound by the constraints of our finite understanding, but operates according to the vastness of His eternal wisdom. Thus, when we cry out to Him in our distress, He hears our prayers and responds with perfect timing and precision, orchestrating events in ways that are beyond our comprehension. It is essential, then, that we approach the promise of God's assistance with humility and trust, knowing that His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts than our thoughts. We must resist the temptation to impose our own expectations and timelines upon God, but instead surrender ourselves fully to His divine will and providence. As we await the fulfillment of God's promise to send us a Helper, let us remain steadfast in our faith and resolute in our hope. My friends, one of the key ways in which we can position ourselves to receive God's help is through prayer. Prayer is not merely a ritualistic exercise, but a powerful means of communication with the Almighty. When we pray, we open our hearts to God's presence, inviting Him to intervene in our lives and circumstances. Through prayer, we align our will with God's will, trusting in His wisdom and sovereignty to guide us along the path He has set before us. In addition to prayer, we must also cultivate an attitude of humility and dependence upon God. It's easy to fall into the trap of self-sufficiency, believing that we can navigate life's challenges on our own strength and ingenuity. However, true strength is found in acknowledging our weaknesses and shortcomings and in surrendering ourselves completely to the care and provision of our Heavenly Father. Furthermore, we must be vigilant and attentive to the ways in which God may be speaking to us through His Word, through the counsel of wise mentors and advisors, and through the promptings of the Holy Spirit. God's guidance may come in the form of a still, small voice, or a gentle nudge in a certain direction. It's essential that we cultivate a spirit of discernment so that we can recognize God's leading and follow it with courage and conviction. As we eagerly anticipate the arrival of the Helper that God has promised, let us not grow complacent or passive in our waiting. Instead, let us actively seek God's presence and provision in every area of our lives, trusting that He is faithful to fulfill His promises in His perfect timing. Let us remain steadfast in our faith, knowing that God is always working behind the scenes, orchestrating events for our good and His glory. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to continue to press forward in faith, knowing that God is indeed our ever-present help in times of trouble. Let us not lose heart or grow weary in our waiting, but let us cling to the promise of God's provision with unwavering confidence and trust. May we be diligent in our pursuit of God's will and receptive to the help that He sends our way, knowing that He is faithful to His word and His promises. Now open your hearts to this prayer. Dear God, I come to You today with a heavy heart, seeking Your help and guidance in my life. Lord, I'm struggling with financial difficulties, and I need Your assistance to restore my financial situation and bring me peace. I pray that You would send me a helper, someone who can offer me support and guidance as I navigate through this difficult time, someone who can offer me wisdom and insight into how to improve my financial situation and bring restoration into my life. Lord, I know that You are a God of love and compassion, and I trust in Your goodness and mercy. I pray that You would provide for all of my needs according to Your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I ask that You would guide me towards the right decisions and opportunities that will help me to overcome my financial struggles. I pray for restoration in my life, that You would bring abundance and prosperity into my life, and that I may be able to bless others through the blessings that You provide. Thank You, God, for hearing my prayer and for Your promise to be with me always. I offer this prayer in faith, believing that You are able to do immeasurably more than I could ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.